Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Packers happy to have him wrapped up long term. That 4-year extension that he signed this spring. Says Green Bay's become home. He's got the ball here. He surges through the hole and explodes across the 40. Still going near midfield for Aaron Jones. Play action again. Rodgers given all day. Underneath again, Jones. A stiff arm to get free. Aaron Jones into the end zone. Touchdown. Boy, just threw Gibson off him and then accelerated for the score. Second down and 10. Bears try to collapse that pocket. Rodgers has Adams wide open. He stays on his feet. Down the sideline. Devontae Adams is in. Touchdown, Green Bay. And now one of the officials runs up. They come together. And they're going to say that he was out back at the 21. Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
I own you. I effing own you. Yes, GOAT, you do. You are the GOAT in this rivalry. Good morning. Welcome in. Cap J. Hood, ESPN 1000. Watch us on Twitch, brought to you by 3Chi. You can join the chat there. Follow us on the app. And it's all on a Bears Monday, brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. The great Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Hoodie, you were safely ensconced in front of your big screen in the Hood Cave. I was over at TV, but we both watched the same thing. An offense that can't score enough points.
That is really the bottom line of the game yesterday. We talked about this on Thursday and Friday leading into Sunday's game, Cap, is that it was going to be an uphill climb for the Bears anyway against Green Bay. To your point, you said there was an opportunity for the Bears to win the game because you didn't think that Aaron Rodgers would be spectacular. And guess what? He was not. And you said, well, you know, maybe Justin Fields can make enough plays for the Bears to win. They did not. Bottom line is that Aaron Rodgers, 17 for 23, 195 yards and a couple of touchdowns, he doesn't have to be great. He just has to make a certain amount of plays to beat the Bears. That's exactly what happened. You cannot win in this league and fade away in the second and third quarter like the Bears did offensively. I'm all for running the football, 140 yards total, but you cannot be one-dimensional on offense. Like, I'm happy about what the offensive line did. Give them their flowers this morning because the offensive line, no matter if it's Montgomery, doesn't matter if it's Damien Williams, doesn't matter if it's Herbert, there's gaps that are open for the running game to percolate. But if that's all you can do offensively in this league in 2021, you're going to lose, just like the Bears did on Sunday.
So I want to read you a stat. And if you think back to January of 2017, the Bears hire Matt Nagy. And the quotes, you can go back and find them because I did. The quotes say, we brought Matt in here because he's revolutionary offensively. He's going to develop Mitchell Trubisky. We're going to get modern with our offense. We're going to score points. He was brought here to score points. Was that a fair statement?
That is correct.
Okay. He's been the head coach 56 games, including the playoffs. Mm-hmm. 27 times now. 27 times the Bears have scored 20 or less.
Yeah.
27 of 50. That's almost 50% of the time this dude is scoring less than 20 or less. He is a really nice man. They have a really good culture up there. I'm tired of watching this 1947 offense not get in the end zone. That's it. It can't continue this way. It cannot. Finish out the season. I said earlier, I'd love to have him as my neighbor. Really nice man. He'd be a great neighbor. Boy. Hey, did you see? Matt shoveled your driveway for you.
Yes.
Like, you're a really good dude. Have a barbecue. You want to have a cocktail in the backyard? Yeah. I don't want you coaching my football team. That's just a fact. You've had enough time. It doesn't work.
I don't understand your angle on that. I mean, he's not calling the plays. He's just the head coach. Why blame him?
Because everything... Hold on a minute.
Whatever happens, it goes through me.
Period.
I don't know. That's Bill Lazor's offense out there, is it not?
He's not good enough either.
Oh, I see. He's not good enough.
I want a whole
either.
New staff in here.
Well, you're not going to get what you want right now. You'll eventually get it, but you're not going to get what you want right now. Listen, like the Bears were going to lose against the Packers. They were going to lose. But I wanted the Bears to show some semblance of offense where you say, you know what? They lost, but boy, it's getting better offensively. There is a cross-section of blame that I can give to Bill Lazor, to Matt Nagy, and Justin Fields, and the ineptitude of the offense. Mm-hmm. Greg Olsen does a great job. I'm not saying he's a great broadcaster, but he does a great job as far as explaining what's going on out there. This new iteration of Fox color analysts, I don't know if they've been trained this way or if I don't know what it is, but they're telling you the truth. Like Aqib Talib or Mark Sanchez or Greg Olsen yesterday, that guy is a Bear. I don't care where else he's been, he's a Bear. And he's watching this offense, and you saw this as well in the fourth quarter, and he's got the telestrator and he says, look at this situation. Late in the fourth quarter, you need a first down. You don't necessarily need a touchdown. Why are you going three wide, going right to the end zone when you really need something underneath to matriculate the ball down the field to at least get in the field goal range? Like Justin Fields looks at that and says, there's nobody open. What am I supposed to do, right? Mm-hmm. So when no one's open, he's got to run. And again, we talked about that last week too, and it came to fruition. He actually did run a little bit more. But Olsen is explaining like, you are tying Justin Fields' hands when he needs to just get the ball to the first down and just keep the offense moving instead of these big plays that are not there because these guys can't get separation. I'm talking about Mooney. I'm talking about Robinson. I'm talking about all the other receivers that's supposed to be out there to help Fields. Olsen explained that, I thought, very well yesterday.
I agree with you. I think he's very good. I think he's a good dude. It's an appealing broadcast.
Yeah, but he showed on the telestrator. He goes, what is Justin supposed to do when everyone else is covered?
That's why just continue to let the kid play, let him learn on the job. You know, there were a few mistakes he made yesterday. You can't take two sacks when he took them. Did you hear the last question of his press session, by the way? The last question is Hubarkish. Mm-hmm. The sacks that you took at the end, did the speed surprise you? And he just looked at Hub and went, no. And he walked off the stage. It's yeah. Like... I'm not going to engage there. Kenny Clark's a hell of a player, man.
Yes. Did Hub understand the last time he was asked that question? He goes, you know what? I'm not going to engage in that. So why did Hub do that? Just had to be the stick in the beehive.
I guess.
Again, asking that same question. Yes, the speed of the game is catching up to him. Yes. No question about that.
Like, I see some good things from Justin. Like the drive that they got the touchdown to make it 17-14.
Yeah.
5 for 5. He threw some dimes in there. I'm talking darts. He threw one over the middle to Allen Robinson. It was a fastball.
Yeah.
Boom. Cole Kmet, good to see him with 49 yards receiving, 5 targets, 4 catches. You can't think you've got a free play. Allen Robinson breaks off his route and... How many times did we scream at Mitch when there would be an offsides and he wouldn't take a shot down the field? Yeah. This kid's been coached properly to take a shot. The problem is they missed the call.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure. You got to give a look. You got to know there's a flat, whatever it is. You could tell they were trained. Mustafa saw the jump. Bam. Snaps it automatic. Got him. What do you mean, no? Where's the flag?
Right.
And you'll get a letter today from the NFL or tomorrow. Yes, this is Al Riveron or whoever the hell the head of officiating is now. Mm-hmm. We're sorry. We missed that one. Yeah, well, it costs you a chance for points.
There's no doubt that that was an offsides call that was missed, but you can never assume, right? Never assume in that spot that the referees are going to call that play. 3rd and 7 in the first quarter, that was offsides.
Correct.
Without question, and the official missed it. But again, you can't just assume, right? Oh, you know, of course that's offsides. Well, you don't see any flags, and you just can't throw it to freaking Rockford. Okay, you can't do that. We know you have a strong arm, but it's got to be accurate, man. You got to be able to have the temerity to say, okay, if I'm going to throw it down there, Mooney, you got to catch it, or Robinson's going to catch it. On that free play, by the way, with Robinson, it's, you know, I know he broke off his route. He probably wouldn't have got there anyway. It's Allen Robinson, after all, right?
He's not breakaway speed.
No, absolutely not. And it struck me. I knew this before, but it struck me when I saw Mooney get his first touchdown. I go, this hoodie season, man. It's the fall. He just got his first touchdown? That shows you how inept this offense is. He just got his first touchdown yesterday.
6 games in.
How ridiculous. I mean, whatever you think about Mooney, if you think he's going to be a number two when Robinson's gone, whatever. But he just got his first touchdown? That shows you where this offense is. And again, what we saw on Sunday, we've seen all our lives as Bears fans. You know what we saw? We saw a defensive line that was opportunistic for the Bears. We saw an underwhelming offense, and we saw Aaron Rodgers do just enough to win equals the Packers being the Bears again. That's the formula.
Well said. This is our opening drive brought to you by Northwestern Football, who just beat Rutgers. Good win for the Cats. You want tickets? NUSports.com. Aaron Rodgers had a message for Bears fans. Is it a defining moment in the history, the long history, the longest in the history of the NFL, Bears-Packers? No rivalry goes longer, goes farther back. You want in? 312-332-3776. With Hoodie, I'm Cap. He's drinking already. Pour a cup of coffee and join us. Be right back.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
/7:19 in Chicago with the great Jonathan Hood, Danny Zetterman, Jeff Meller. I'm David Kaplan. J.R. Strauss worked all weekend, so he gets today off. Enjoy it. 312-332-3776. The phone lines are hopping. So you heard it in our opening montage. If you missed it, Aaron Rodgers ran into the end zone, claims there is a woman who was giving him the double bird.
Mm-hmm.
The score.
I've always effing owned you. I own you.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? He's right.
Yeah. What do you want me to say, Aaron? You're 22-5 lifetime. Last time the Bears beat the Packers, the only time Matt's beaten them in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mitch Trubisky. And they beat the Packers 24-17 to clinch the NFC North. Since then, getting our head kicked in.
No question about it. I remember when Lovie Smith was the head coach for the Bears, and I don't know if it was pandering as much as it is just having just things that you want to be able to accomplish with the Bears. He was like, you know, we got to win our division, we've got to win the Super Bowl, but most importantly, we've got to beat the Packers. It was like three things on the right on the white erase board, if you remember this, right?
Right.
I mean, almost collegiate in that regard. Like, you got to beat the Packers, you got to win the division, you got to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So it was important for him, like, you got to beat your rival. That was kind of what he kept telling the Bears, and that's why he had some success against the Packers.
And one day, I was working with Glenn Kozlowski, who played for Mike Holmgren at BYU.
Yeah.
Mike was an assistant. Andy Reid was on that set. Like, an amazing staff out there. And Mike said, I got the Packer job. I went to the grocery store. He said, before my press conference, I was up in Green Bay. I'm going to my press conference. I stop at a grocery store to get something. And an old woman, he said, with a walker, walks up to him in the grocery store, said, Coach, welcome to Green Bay. I don't effing care if you go 2-14. Just beat those bastards down in Chicago twice. That's what she said to him. And he's like, I get it. I'm in.
Beat the Bears.
And he did.
And so, and it shows you this rivalry. It's really not a rivalry, though, Cap, when the Packers are the hammer and the Bears are the nail.
Correct.
I mean, isn't a rivalry when you continue to get your head kicked in? And again, it could be by a wide margin. It could be a small margin. It just shows you how great Aaron Rodgers is. And that's his legacy. Yes, you do have a Super Bowl championship, but your legacy is you continue to just sweep the North. Time and time again.
Can I give you guys Aaron Rodgers' resume quickly against your beloved Chicago Bears?
Oh boy.
So as Cap mentioned, 22-5 against the Bears. Aaron Rodgers is 11-3 at Soldier Field. He's got 57 touchdowns to 10 interceptions against the Chicago Bears. Here's my favorite part of the stats though. Aaron Rodgers has beat 8 different Bears quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers has beat 6 different Bears defensive coordinators. Aaron Rodgers has beat 5 different Bears head coaches. And like Cap said, he's beat Matt Nagy 6 of 7 times. He does own, you can't argue, he owns them.
Don't disagree. And again, Matt is a really good dude. Players like playing for Matt. When that stat I gave you, Hoodie, 27th time in 56 games as Bears head coach, the Bears have scored 20 or less. That's it. You were brought here to score points and modernize the offense. You failed. Sir, here's your check for next year. You're a really good guy. This is not personal. This is business. You got to go.
Not sure he's a good guy.
Why?
Well, for me, if you're not winning, you're not a good guy. Not for my beloved Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I mean.
Not a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything I hear, he's a great person. Yeah. He's just not a good enough coach. It's not personal, Matt.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It ultimately doesn't matter. Listen, it's a lot of good guys that get let go.
Exactly.
But the point is, though.
That Orgeron?
Well, that's a whole different kettle of fish there. And I mean fish literally. Nonetheless, I will just tell you that it makes no sense to me that you continue to go in this direction. It doesn't matter the playbook, Cap. I want to make sure this is very clear this morning. This whole thing of who calls the plays. Is it the offensive coordinator? Is it the head coach? Is it the tight ends coach? Do you understand it's two things? It's personnel and scheme. And when those two things come together, and if it's special, you could be a really great football team. Those two things. It's personnel and scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not, well, it's just a play calling. The players are all right. No, obviously there's a problem with both, right? Who's the game breaker offensively that can stretch the field? Who's the Devontae Adams of this football team offensively?
We don't have one.
Okay. So, I mean, so that's the whole point, right? You have no one special enough to be able to stretch the field. You have a young quarterback that's trying to learn the job. You have a terrific running game. The offensive line's done the job, but it's not 1984. That's the problem. If you are, if the best thing you do offensively is run the football, that's a problem in 2021. And I'm someone who loves running the football. Mm-hmm. But in a vertical passing league, that doesn't work. That won't work against Tampa. That won't work moving forward for the Bears. You can only go so far by running the football for 140 or more yards. It's not, I wish Montgomery is here. I wish Cones. It's not about that. When will you have a semblance of a vertical passing game that's going to scare teams? Where it's like, oh, man, when Mooney's out there or when Komet's out there, look out. When Robinson's out there, that's a number one wide.
Like, you watch the games.
No one's scared.
Like,
who's scared? Who's scared of the Bears' offense?
Nobody. Like, you watch the games like I do, like everyone who's listening to this show this morning, they're pouring their coffee going, another loss. Like, you literally are ready to throw a parade when we completed a bunch of passes on that drive, 5 for 5. Like, wow, that's a revelation. Scored 14 freaking points. Stop. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eddie on the north side. He's first. What's up, you cruiser?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
I can just imagine how Mitch feels. He's like, you know what? That was me. The Bears ruined my career. Actually, Mitch looked better in the start of what Justin looks like. It's just horrible. The whole coaching. I called the day one of the thing, and I told you guys I want that the coach out of there. And you're like, you want the coach out of there the first day? That's right, I did, because this whole coaching staff's got to get out of there, or they're going to ruin him too.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate the call, man. Leon's in Hammond, Indiana. Hey, Leon, what's up?
Good morning to you guys.
All right, Leon, saying, how's everything?
Everything's okay. I'm just saying, those officiating is ridiculous. Now, Aaron Rodgers had an opportunity there for when the Bears jumped offside. He could have dropped back and threw a completed pass. A lot of times the officials will blow the play dead right quick and don't give you the opportunity to go ahead and finish the play. But like to say, for years, all Chicago ever cry about their defense. We got the greatest defense to ever play the game of football. And then you still let some other team score 20-some points on your butt. So if another team, if Green Bay had the Bears defense, couldn't nobody do nothing with them.
Appreciate the call, Leon. Thanks, man. Have a good week. Look, our defense was okay. Our defense was good early in the game.
Yep.
Green Bay did a really good job adjusting. When you get the score to 17-14, if your defense is really, really all that, you don't give up a 75-yard drive. You just don't. They just shoved it right down your throat. How's that taste?
Well, I mean, you do all you can to hold up your end, right? So you shut them out in the first quarter. You surrender 10 in the second. And you're doing the best you can, but it's not even about the line. I mean, look, you got 3 sacks, right? You got 4 tackles for a loss. I love the one sack. It was the Robert Quinn matrix sack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know that he's locked in. You know that, and we've speculated on this before, but I think it's very clear. Quinn's healthy now.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one where his body bent like in a weird angle?
Yeah, it's like the Matrix.
Yeah, so yeah. We froze that on TV, and Lance and Alex, who played defense on a Super Bowl team,
mm-hmm.
they went, dude, a human body can't do that. Everyone thinks, oh, you just kind of dive it. A human body can't do what he just did.
Right.
And then on the touchdown run, Aaron Jones ran it in.
Yeah.
See who comes flying in at the end to try and make a play down the field. Robert Quinn.
Waffled him.
This guy is playing his ass off.
You know why? Because you're not going to Jesse White tumbler into our end zone.
Right.
That's what you're not going to do.
Correct.
You're going to get. I'm going to squash you like a bug.
I like that. Jesse White tumbler into
well, you
our
saw
end
it.
Zone. Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to somersault into our end zone like that without getting some kind of contact. Like, you know what? You're not going to do that. And that's why he was there. Matt coming off the edge, also pretty awesome as well. So, I mean, the line's there. But here's what you got to know. We're going to say it every week because it's going to happen every week. Eddie Jackson is 50-50. That's exactly what it is. 50% of the time, there's going to be some good plays, and the other 50 sucks. That's who he is. You're never going to get a complete game from this guy, apparently.
We're going to have a little more on Eddie Jackson here after the next break. So who really owns the Bears? Find out next on a Bears Monday. Brought to you by Chicagoland Northwest Indiana Acura Dealers. Be right back.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Welcome to Letters with George. I'm owner George, and Ryan and Matt are football guys, and I'm a little under the weather today. So as much as I love to be able to get to your letters, we'll have to do it another time. I talked to the team doctor, and he says that I have the Packer flu. So, thanks so much, and go Bears! Thank you. What are you doing? Mom? What are you doing? I'm not feeling very well. Get your ass out of bed! Mom, now get out of my room. I can't do it today. I'm not feeling well. Get your ass out of bed. Mom! Jeez! You've knocked me to the floor! Get out of bed! You've got work to do! He says he owns us. I own you! Get out of bed, you son of a bitch! Oh, God! We lost to the Packers again! Mom!
Jesus! I gotta go! I'll talk to you next time!
Get out of bed!
What another edition! I have letters with George! Jeez, Mom! My neck!
Mom's pissed.
I'll bet she is pissed. Again. And then Wikipedia says Aaron Rodgers is the owner of the Chicago Bears. Pretty good. Love that feature. Thank you, George. Feel better, buddy. 312-332-3776. Boy, 98. She could still pack a wallet.
Yeah, apparently. And also choking him, too, while he's sick.
She's not happy.
Yeah, she's not happy, again, because the Packers won. And plus, apparently Aaron Rodgers owns the Chicago Bears.
I own you.
Man, I mean, it is so true, though. And what are the Bears doing about it, right? I mean, he felt good about going into the end zone because, first of all, it's typical Rodgers, right? Vintage Rodgers. Ogletree is just stuck and frozen in time, right? Because he's like, well, he's going to throw this ball. And no, he doesn't throw it. It's a fake. And Rodgers goes in and he says, I own you. Like, whatever I do, whatever magic I put on you, I own the Chicago Bears. You know what? He does.
He's
absolutely
right.
Does.
Can't argue with him.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Eatons. Jacob, what's up, man? Jacob.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm right here. Sorry, I didn't know I was on. A glimpse of positivity, I think, is that hopefully we have to play Rodgers once, maybe three more times. So that's a nice little tidbit for a Monday morning. But I want to talk about Bill Lazor a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone's so happy, you know, that the play calling went from Nagy to him. But now no one's talking about Bill Lazor and how his play calling might not be so great. So I want to get your thoughts on that. And Cap, side note. I was in a cabin with your son, Brett, at overnight camp about 15 years ago.
Oh, there you go.
Great to see him doing well. Great to see him doing well these days.
Appreciate that. So, look, Jacob, thanks for the call, man. Have a great week. When you, I don't mean him, you out there, we pray, oh, thank God we got the play sheet away from Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor's this. And let's understand who Bill Lazor is. He may be an upgrade over Matt as a play caller. Mm-hmm. Bill Lazor was fired in Miami. And why? Because the head coach at the time there said he doesn't want to run the ball as much as we need to. He was fired in Cincinnati. Why? Because the offense wasn't good enough. Oh, you don't like to run the ball either? Come on in, Bill. DeFilippo, fired in Minnesota, fired in Jacksonville in a span of 2.5 years, twice. And what did they say in Minnesota? Mike Zimmer, John DeFilippo doesn't run the ball enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You're perfect for Chicago. Come on in.
Listen.
A mismatched bag here.
No, I mean, listen. The city wanted Bill Lazor to call plays. Anything to get it away from Matt Nagy, right?
Correct.
I'm not changing the narrative this morning. You want Bill Lazor to call plays for the rest of time? Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Ultimately, it's about scheme and personnel. That's it. That when the two meet,
can't argue with you.
Well, look at the National Football League. When I see scores in the 30s, that means that the offense is working, mm-hmm. right? That because here's what helps you: officials help you, vertical passing game helps you, running the football helps you, and when you score 7 points in the first quarter, 7 in the fourth, and by the way, never use Santos. He was never, they had a chance in field goal range and never got to him. That shows you where the offense was. Few and far in between as far as quality chances. In the first quarter, you know what you saw in the first quarter, Cap? You saw an NFL quality offense from the Bears. NFL quality. Utilizing the tight end, you ran the football well, you were able to get it into the end zone. That's what the rest of the league was doing in the first quarter. What happened to the other three? What happened to the other three quarters?
You know, I'm looking at the teams that lost yesterday or over in this week of the NFL. The Eagles scored 22 points, not enough. The Bears, 14. The Dolphins, 20.
The Lions, they suck, 11. Mm-hmm. The Texans, 3. The Giants, 11. Washington, 13. Panthers lost, scoring 28. The Chargers, with all their weapons, 6.
Yeah.
The Browns, with all their weapons, 14. Broncos got 24, got a late touchdown. Otherwise, they'd be under 20. And the Seahawks got 20 last night. Now, their franchise quarterback's out for several weeks with surgery. I get it. Patriots scored 29 and lost in overtime. But
now go back to your stat about the Bears. Go back to what you said earlier.
Yeah, I read you the stat. That's the 27th time the Bears have scored 20 or less in Matt Nagy's 56 games, including playoffs as head coach.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
No imagination offensively. And again, it's going to get better somewhat with Fields, if not this year, definitely next. But this whole thing, there's no imagination with play calling. Well, no blank. Yeah, there's no imagination. I don't care who's calling the plays. It's not good enough.
Agreed. Well said. Let's go back to the phones. Daryl on the south side. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to get your take on this. I know it's early, but it's a fun conversation to have. And I think this is going to be one of the biggest decisions the Bears franchise will ever have to make this offseason. If the season ended today, who would be on your short list for head coaches? I think whoever we pair Justin with in the future, this is really going to make or break. He can't go to three coaches. I think either Eric Bieniemy, Byron Leftwich, Bill's OC, and I think Kellen Moore might be somebody that'll interest a lot of teams.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why is every name that you're giving us, none of them have ever been a head coach, not saying that that's a negative, and every one of them's on the offensive side of the football. Why?
I mean, I just think we got to pair Justin with the right guy, and if we have, you look what Vic Fangio's doing in Denver, if we have some disaster like that, and then Justin has to go to his third coach, learn a third new playbook, if we lose everybody.
What,
I don't know.
And we appreciate your call, Daryl. You know, if I have a good week. Hoodie, I keep hearing we got to get Brian Daboll or Byron Leftwich or Eric B. And every one of them is an offensive guy. I'm not saying they're not the right guy. Who has the best offense in the league or one of them? Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hired a defensive coordinator. Who's the greatest coach in the history of the sport? Belichick. Mm-hmm. Defensive coordinator. Who's one of the most stable, successful coaches of all time? Mike Tomlin. Oh, was a defensive coach. My point is, get the right. John Harbaugh was never a coordinator. He was a special teams guy.
Right.
Andy Reid was never a coordinator. He was a quarterback coach. Get the best damn leader of men. And then get an offensive coordinator, and here's your job. Score as many GD points as you can. Oh, and Hoodie, you're the defensive coordinator. Keep them from scoring as many GD points as they can.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I agree with you. Among the names since he asked, is names like Joe Brady that will be a head coach again at some point, will be a head coach at some point. Brian Daboll is a guy that's going to be able to be a head coach. Josh McDaniels will be a guy. Dennis Allen was horrendous with the Raiders, but I'm sure he'll get a chance to coach again.
Todd Bowles.
Wink Martindale. Todd Bowles. Eric Bieniemy, as we just heard. There's a number of guys that will have another shot to be, or their first shot to be a head coach in the league.
Correct. And then you'll hear Lincoln Riley's name. There'll be a couple of other college coach types.
Sure.
Not sure I want to go down that road. But
Matt Campbell.
They'll be from Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
There will be guys who have been a head coach that deserve a second chance. Todd Bowles absolutely would be on my list of interviews. Absolutely.
Sure.
Back to your calls, 312-332-3776. Your chance to vent about the Bears. Next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
We talked about game management sometimes, Joe. Sometimes you just have to understand the circumstances, right? Give him a play that just gives him a chance to just get the ball out of his hand and put yourself in a manageable, right? There, look how deep the routes are. He's looking to throw. Not one guy's out of his break. Right? He's clearing it out. He's trying to get, but we don't have time. Right? He's got nowhere to throw the ball. And then instead of throwing it away, he's forced to take a sack. Don't put your young quarterback in that situation. But now it's 4th and 25, or the game's over.
49 in the great city of Chicago, where Aaron Rodgers owns our football team.
What Greg Olsen was talking about, he did a great job on the Telestrator explaining how deep those routes were when you really needed it underneath first down. Laser sent the whole, sent the horses all the way to the end zone.
Not well, good.
So what about the first down?
Correct.
And you get out of bounds to stop the clock. What about that? You saw the play. I sent it to you. I sent it to your phone. Look at the play yourself. The way, what he drew up was just amazing.
Oh, I'm looking at it right here. Yes, it is. See amazing. That? There is, I mean, it's amazing how deep those routes are. What do you think you're throwing to CeeDee Lamb and DK Metcalf?
I mean, so what about the underneath? Again, is that Matt? No, it's a Laser. He's the one's calling the plays. And so this is what I'm talking about. That's great sound you brought back, Jeff, because that's exactly what I'm talking about. Here's Greg Olsen, a Bear, could completely defend the whole operation. He goes, no, this is BS. Like, you're not helping the young kid there. I mean, the young kid's not helping himself either, throwing the ball to Rockford. But the other thing is that you got to be able to throw underneath, get out of bounds, so maybe you get a field goal in that spot. Maybe you have a – but you just don't go two or three wide and go, here we go, guys.
Go vertical.
No. That's not who the Bears are anyway.
They're not.
So I didn't understand those series of plays that was called by Laser.
312-332-3776. Don't forget, though, Laser can only call what Matt has designed in the playbook. That's it. That's Matt's offense. And as Matt so eloquently puts it,
it goes through me.
It goes through him.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Demetrius is in Inglewood. Demetrius, what's going on, man?
Cap J Hood, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
What's cracking?
I'm doing all right. You guys just took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say, it don't matter who calling the plays, Bill Lays or Matt Nagy. That's Matt Nagy's playbook.
Yeah.
And the thing that upset me is for the Packers to be missing all those starting corners, the Bears didn't even game plan to take advantage of those things. You know, so these guys got their first two corners out, and we're still passing for 150 yards. And the thing I know, they got Eddie Jackson and Tayshaun Gibson starting because they pay them guys a lot of money. But I'd rather see Deion Bush and DeAndre Houston Carson back there because I'm pretty sure those guys can tackle. And one more thing, I think the Bears should be on the first plane to Dallas try to get that boy Kellen Moore before the season ends, have that boy play the new coach of the Bears. What you guys think about that?
Yeah, they're not going to – first of all, he's got a job to do, and appreciate your call. In Dallas, they're not going to let you steal their offensive guru and bring him here mid-season. That just doesn't happen in the National Football League. Any type of change, if they were to change in season, the Bears have never, ever done that. Now, some of that is skewed because their team, their coach for a billion years, was their owner. He wasn't going to fire himself.
Right.
But if they do that, Mike Pettine would probably be the head coach interim. He's been a head coach, and then they would move on and have their search. I think Matt will finish the year, and unless things turn around dramatically, I don't see it coming, I think there'll be a coaching change.
Okay, well, listen, that's for us to talk about in December if it happens or in January. What I'm focusing on now is how Justin Fields can get better. I did not want this to be a transition year, and guess what? Matt Nagy also didn't want this to be a transition year. That's why he held back and didn't want to have Justin Fields start. He felt more confident in Andy Dalton being able to just keep the ship going rather than to put a kid in there. There's a learning curve with Justin Fields. He's not great yet. He's not even good yet. And a lot of that is because of the offensive play calling. A lot of that's for in the clock in his head. He doesn't know whether he needs to run or throw. That's a problem. When he gets twisted like a pretzel, he's like, should I run? That's the internal clock in his head with the speed of the game not catching up to him just as of yet. You can see it, right?
Correct.
He's kind of twisting in the wind there like, okay, is anyone going to get open? Should I run? I'm glad he ran more on Sunday, right?
Yep.
Because he's going to have to do that.
40-plus yards.
Well, these guys are not getting open, so he's going to have to do that. This is what the NFL is. And now, Cap, now it starts. Here comes the slip and the slide of the Bears. Packers next. 49ers, Steelers, Ravens, right into Thanksgiving.
You mean Buccaneers next?
Yeah, Buccaneers. That's Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
And a bye after Pittsburgh.
Yes.
There you go.
That's also a loss.
The bye is a 9-point favorite.
That's it.
Let's go back to the phone. Stan is on the south side.
That's right.
Hey, Stan, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, good morning, Captain Hood.
Love you guys.
Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Okay, first I just want to say congratulations to the Chicago Sky. If it wasn't for them, this would be a jacked up Monday for Bears fans. So go Sky.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk about them long form here at some point.
Okay, good stuff. And I just want to make a couple points that I'll let you guys talk. First of all, this should be a very embarrassing Monday for Bears fans as Aaron Rodgers comes in the Soldier Field and tells us how he owns us. If this doesn't get management, ears perked up, hair standing up on their arms, and ready to make moves to improve the Chicago Bears as a franchise, I don't know what will. It's embarrassing. It's all over Get Up. It's all over First Thing First. It's all over national TV. It's embarrassing to be a Bears fan this morning. Second of all, we can hire whoever we want as a head coach of the Chicago Bears. Things aren't going to change until you restructure the front office. It's never going to change. It's going to continue to be the same thing over and over and over and over. I'm 50 years old, and it's been the same thing every time we hire a head coach. No offense. No quarterback. The same thing over and over and over again, and it's embarrassing to be a Bears fan. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Stan.
Have a great day, man. Appreciate you.
I hear what you're saying, man. Absolutely. And by the way, he says it's all over First Things First. I was going to ask, who's watching that show? Apparently you're the one. Go ahead.
I haven't even heard of it.
That's funny.
Let's go to Terrence. He's in Hammond. Hey, Terrence, what's up, man?
Captain Hoodie.
What's
up, fellas?
What's up?
All right, T. What's happening?
Okay, so look. All right, so I'm a Packers fan, but I listen to you guys because, for one, Milwaukee has been, Wisconsin radio ain't all that good. And y'all are the best morning show that I've heard. I'm a truck driver. I drive Indianapolis, Kentucky, pretty much everywhere. Y'all got the best morning show. That's why I listen to you guys.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
When I watched that game yesterday, I saw the little highlight of Justin Fields, and he does have those little pops where you see that he can get the job done, but everything around him isn't perfect because he is a rookie quarterback. If they don't change the upper hierarchy in this organization, y'all going to lose Justin Fields to a free agency. Mm-hmm. The NBA already got to that point. The NFL isn't quite there yet, but we've seen Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, even especially with Deshaun Watson down in Houston. Mm-hmm. Like, it's getting to the point where these guys aren't going to put up with just bad offense. They're not just going to sit there and say, okay, well, I'll just waste 10 years of my youth. I'll just waste 10 years of my career and just sit through this bad organization. Like, no, these guys are going to force trade. These guys are going to turn into the NBA. They're going to get to the point where they're like, you know what? This ain't working here. And I'm not going to sit here and waste my youth, you know, and then, like, look what we did with Aaron Rodgers. I love beating up on the Bears. But it don't matter if we don't win no championship. He owned the Bears, but do he own the NFC? No, because we damn been losing for the last 2 years.
Well, so just like, Terrence, we got a roll. We appreciate your passion, man. Keep it going, all right?
Thank you, T.
Most definitely.
See you, buddy. We will play Shot or No Shot and get back to your calls. And follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live and join the chat. Sponsored by 3Chi with Hoodie. I'm Cap. Shot or no shot, 2 minutes.
Bop, 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 bop.